Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Well, it's to say the least, the trade took this morning's reports for corn and beans as bearish and have pushed the downside pretty hard today.
They have, and basically it's, you know, based upon expectations, and this is how the market reacts. I mean, the trade was expecting more friendlier numbers than what they got. But, you know, when you take a step back and take a bigger look at it, the numbers really haven't changed much from the prior report. So it's pretty much the expectation. So they were expecting something more bullish, so now we're getting the reaction backwards. The of course the hardest hit here is front end corn. March and May corn is getting hit fairly hard, but the beans actually have come off of their lows already, 15-16 cents. Dees corn's come off its lows 6 to 7 cents. So I'm sitting here watching these 5 second charts that I like to watch on a daily basis, and we'll have to kind of go from there. I think the synthetics have the March and May corn trading maybe 5 or 6 cents lower than what the limit down 40 cents can do. But if we would get the new crop to kind of rally, maybe that'll pull the old crop off the limit, and we'll kind of see where we go from there. But the numbers, world numbers, changed a little bit, but we all know that the corn numbers are coming down, bean numbers are coming down on the next report. I've always been in the opinion that stocks reports are basically old news to the market, because we've already been working the supply demand fundamentals of those numbers. Now that doesn't mean that the trade can't react to them like they're reacting to them today, but the history of USDA's reports, I think, still remain a topic of discussion, and margin of errors are margin of errors. So we'll have to see where the trade ends up, I think, Monday morning or Tuesday morning, see where we're at.
So we'd like to put another day or two on these charts before we get too upset one way or another that it's either overly bullish or overly bearish. We need to let it cook a little bit longer.
Well, I think so. I mean, we're in an atmosphere today where we have high frequency trading. There are millions of people sitting in basements or on beaches or in Waco, Texas, trading daily, trading the charts, whether it's the 5 second chart or a minute chart. So you have a high-frequency trading, and these days are great for those type of traders, and we'll see where everybody ends up at the end of the day.
So can you give us any clues what to look for in these charts going forward?
What kind of follow-through weakness the market? Number one is how we close today. And then what kind of follow-through we get over the next couple of days. Today's break really hasn't done any damage, as far as I'm concerned, to the quarterly reversals to the upside that was posted during October, November, December. So I think the December lows still are viewed as major important lows for a market that can still regain its bearings and climb higher into the spring. So I guess the thing that I would be looking at is where we close at today and what kind of follow-through we get tomorrow and Monday, and see where we're at. You know, we do have gold up 14 cents today. We got crude oil up $1.27. We got the dollar down 40 points. We got every country in the world still printing money, so we'll see where we're at a week from now.
We did see a pretty decent sale of soybeans this morning to unknown destinations at 414,000 metric tons. I suppose we need to see if this price break brought any additional end-user demand to the market.
Well, that is what we'll have to see. I mean, export sales were weak again, I mean, which is no news, is pretty much what we've been having. So this break could bring in some end-user buying and confirm the December lows as important lows.
When you look at the dollar, are you still in the camp that we're looking toward an additional rally in the future?
Well, the dollar is right at this 50% retracement level, going back to the 09 high. So it is kind of consolidating. You know, one day it looks like it's going to break above the 50% retracement and take a run toward 83%. Which would be the 62%, and then once you, if you get past that, then you go on up to the downtrend line, which would be in the upper 80s. The 50% may put the brakes on it. We may have a pretty good setback over the next 2 to 3 weeks before we go long-term dollar bullishness. I think long-term the dollar's bullish, but that doesn't necessarily have to happen right away. When you look at monthly charts, that could be a couple years yet away, but I think that eventually that's going to happen. But short term, we just got a lot of turbulence.
So what else are you going to be keeping an eye on other than these 5-second charts for the next couple of days?
That's all I'm going to be watching. Hmm. See how much money can be made trading the 5-second chart.
And the answer is quite a bit.
Could be. If you catch the right wave, you can make a lot of money.
Thank
if
you, Dan.
If you're on the wrong side, you're going to have a Tim Tebow moment.
We'll talk to you this afternoon.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, and he is in